Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi is accusing Italian magistrates of political persecution against his close aide and former attorney. Yesterday, a court in Milan sentenced the attorney, Cesare Previti, to 11 years in jail on corruption charges. The court found that he had bribed judges in two corporate mergers, in one instance benefiting Berlusconi's business interests. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has more on the story from Rome.
As soon as the verdict was announced late yesterday evening, Prime Minister Berlusconi came to his friend's defense, saying Previti is a victim of political persecution, and that's how Previti sees himself.
Sono divenuto in questi anni un capro espiatorio.
In a tense press conference Saturday, Previti said he was the scapegoat and a sacrificial victim of a deviant judiciary. Previti was charged with bribing judges to favor the takeover of a large publishing company by Berlusconi's Fininvest firm. Berlusconi is facing similar corruption charges in yet another trial underway in Milan. The prime minister is Italy's richest man and media tycoon and has often been accused of conflict of interest. The Previti case was dubbed the Infinite Trial. It began 3 years ago and Previti made numerous attempts to delay or annul the proceedings. Antonio Di Pietro is a former prosecutor who spearheaded many anti-corruption investigations here. He told a TV interviewer that yesterday's verdict nailed only the man who delivered the bribe.
C'è un altro buco nero da chiarire. Berlusconi.
He said, there's still a black hole that has to be cleared up. Berlusconi. The question is, Di Pietro added, who gave the order to hand over the money to corrupt the judges? But observers agree Berlusconi's center-right government is not in immediate jeopardy. Political analyst Gigi Melica notes that no one has called for Berlusconi to step down. He says the center-left opposition is weak and Berlusconi enjoys a solid parliamentary majority.
So I don't think there would be some practical effect, but I think there would be a political backlash, especially on the public opinion.
Over the last year, a grassroots movement has developed in Italy in defense of investigating magistrates. Tens of thousands have taken to the streets to protest what is seen as government efforts to curb the independence of the judiciary. But Berlusconi insists he's the victim of a leftist conspiracy. His government is sponsoring a series of bills, including one that would restore immunity from trial for politicians as long as they remain in office. The Previti verdict could damage Italy as it prepares to take on the rotating presidency of the European Union in July. Analyst Gigi Melega says Italy will be weakened on the international stage.
People from Chirac down have obviously shown very often that they don't like to be associated even on European or international affairs with Berlusconi. And I think his activity is going to suffer from this attitude by some of the important members of the European community.
Berlusconi's international reputation already suffered a setback in February. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Independence of Judges and Lawyers criticized the Italian Prime Minister for trying to exploit loopholes in the law to gain advantage in criminal trials where he is the defendant. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.